Hey everyone, it's Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood guide to conquering life's social challenges. And let's face it, sometimes life can feel like a roller coaster with all the twists and turns, especially when anxiety starts creeping in. Ever feel that tightness in your chest, the racing thoughts, the sudden urge to disappear into thin air? Yeah, me too. Anxiety is a universal experience, but that doesn't mean we have to let it control us. Today, we're diving deep into understanding anxiety, learning how to manage it, and ultimately reclaiming our power. First things first, recognize that anxiety is more than just feeling stressed or nervous. It's a complex beast with physical, emotional, and mental symptoms. You might experience shortness of breath, rapid heartbeat, dizziness, trouble concentrating, and even digestive issues. Think of it as your body's alarm system going off when it perceives a threat, real or imagined. Now, the good news is, there are ways to rewire that alarm system and respond to anxiety in a more constructive way. Here's the first key takeaway. Acknowledge your anxiety. Don't ignore those feelings, try to push them down, or pretend they don't exist. Accept that you're feeling anxious and start by simply labeling it as such. It sounds simple, but this act of awareness can be incredibly powerful in breaking the cycle of spiraling thoughts. Remember, acknowledging your anxiety doesn't mean giving into it. It means taking the first step towards managing it. Next up, challenge those negative thought patterns. Anxiety often feeds on our worst fears and assumptions. It's like a mental loop playing on repeat, amplifying our worries and insecurities. You know that feeling when you start to overthink a conversation, imagining all sorts of awkward scenarios? That's anxiety whispering doubts in your ear. But here's the thing, those thoughts are often exaggerated and unrealistic. Practice reframing negative thoughts into more balanced and realistic ones. Instead of thinking, I'm going to totally mess this up, try, I've prepared for this, and I'll do my best. It's a subtle shift, but it can make a world of difference in how you feel. Another crucial takeaway, take care of your physical well-being. This one is often overlooked, but trust me, it plays a huge role in managing anxiety. Regular exercise, healthy eating, and enough sleep are not just good habits. They're essential for regulating your body's stress response. Think about it like this. When you take care of your physical health, you give yourself the tools to better manage emotional stress. It's like fueling your body with the right ingredients so it can function at its best. And hey, who doesn't want to feel their absolute best? Now, let's talk about mindfulness. This is all about being present in the moment, focusing on your breath, and observing your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Imagine yourself sitting in a park, listening to the birds chirping, feeling the sun on your skin. Mindfulness exercises, like meditation or deep breathing techniques, can help calm your nervous system and reduce anxiety. Remember, you don't have to become a Zen master overnight. Even a few minutes of mindful practice each day can make a difference. Picture this, you're walking into a crowded room for a networking event. Your heart starts racing, your palms sweat, and you feel that familiar urge to just turn around and run. This is anxiety rearing its head. But wait, remember what we talked about. First, acknowledge those feelings. It's okay to feel anxious, it doesn't make you weak. Next, challenge those negative thoughts. Instead of thinking, everyone here is judging me, try, I'm here to connect with people and learn something new. Take a deep breath, focus on your surroundings, and remind yourself that everyone in the room is likely feeling a little nervous too. You're not alone. See, anxiety doesn't have to rule your life. By understanding it, managing it, and using these practical strategies, you can step into your power and navigate those social situations with confidence. So, what did we learn today? First, acknowledge your anxiety, don't try to ignore it. Second, challenge those negative thoughts and replace them with more balanced ones. Third, take care of your physical well-being through exercise, healthy eating, and enough sleep. And lastly, practice mindfulness techniques to calm your mind and stay present in the moment. Ready to put these strategies into action? Share this episode with a friend who might benefit from it, leave a review if you found it helpful, and join me on social media for more tips and insights on building social confidence and connection. Remember, every step you take towards managing your anxiety is a victory. Keep going, keep growing, and stay awesome.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.